When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This 710 podcast is brought to you by Francis Coppola's Diamond Collection Wines. Coppola's Diamond Collection offers the perfect wines to celebrate both big and small occasions this summer. Claret Cabernet Sauvignon is the perfect pairing with juicy burgers. And Diamond Sparkling Prosecco goes great with friends at your next garden party. Enjoy your summer with Diamond Collection Wines. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Sonoma, California. Please drink responsibly.
What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. We're here. Lakers Media Day, had it this morning. First preseason game for the Lakers is less than a week away. It's going to come up this Saturday. And we are officially back with Los Angeles Lakers basketball. Great open, as always, from Mario Ruiz. Got a lot that I want to get into. I want to kind of compare what this training camp was, or this media day was, versus last year. And just how different the vibe was as we get ready for the 2023-2024 season, as it was to last season. How much the expectations have also changed. So the Lakers, not going to be a surprise anymore. They're not going to be this, wow, what a cool story, what a great story. Now the expectations are real, and they're going to be expected to go deep in the playoffs. And then some of these new guys that I think we don't know all that much about, we got a chance to learn a little bit more about them today. So we got a lot of good stuff to get into. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. However you're listening, if you're in your car, tuned in, thank you for doing so. If you're on the app, thank you for doing so as well. And you could feel free to call in if you want to be a part of the show at all, 877-710-ESPN. BT, Brad Turner from the LA Times, is going to come join the show in about 15 minutes or so. Okay, let me kind of get right into the vibe that at least – I experienced, or I felt this morning. Last year, and there's a reason why I'm going to keep mentioning last year. Last season, Darvin Ham actually told us this today. He said that he felt like it was three different seasons all in one year. So you had the start of training camp where all the question marks right out the gate was, hey, you know what? Russell Westbrook was not traded. Is everything fine? Is everything okay? What do you guys think of just kind of the vibe here? Lakers start the season out 2-10. And from that point on, they're so far behind the eight ball that just to get back to 500 was such a challenge for the Lakers. Did they have the right players? Did they have guys that complement each other? They seem to have way too many guards and not enough wing players. There are a lot of question marks going into last season. Don't forget, too, Lakers were coming off a year where they went 33-49. 33-49. LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team, along with Russell Westbrook, and they were 33-49. Now, granted, there was injuries. There was, I consider trying to make excuses. The roster was not assembled well, and the Lakers clearly knew going into last year that there's going to need to be changes. And then you had, basically, I think this is what Darvin Ham meant by there was three different seasons. You had the start of the season and how everything went up until the trade deadline. Then you had the trade deadline that saw all these new faces come in. And then you had the play-in tournament in the postseason. That's how he described kind of three different seasons. This year, the Lakers walk into training camp, and there's actually familiar faces that we could sit there and I can have a second conversation with Austin Reeves, a second conversation with, I know it's a little bit different, but I'll mention Max Christie. Jared Vanderbilt, this is his first training camp with the Lakers, but he was a part of that playoff team, and he was a part of the squad to get to the Western Conference Final. D'Angelo Russell, it's not like he's a stranger to the Lakers. Granted, this is his second time here. You kind of go down the list. Rui Hachimura, there wasn't this... Rui looked very comfortable, felt very comfortable, as if he's been here. Because he technically has been here, he just hasn't been here for a training camp. So the Lakers, walking into this season, there are a lot of familiar faces. There seems to be a lot of continuity. There doesn't seem to be, definitely does not have a vibe. It was a very loose vibe, let's put it that way, where the guys understand that they got a job to do. The guys understand that Lakers head coach Darvin Ham is a hard-nosed coach. He's a player's coach. He's got your back. At the same time, you got to put in work and you got to earn your minutes and everything else. And Darvin Ham reiterated that I don't know how many different times today. Really liked the vibe walking into media day, which will then get us to training camp, which then get us to the preseason. And then before you know it, the Lakers will be in Denver starting out the regular season. I don't think the Lakers are going to put themselves in any type of hole as they did last year. I don't think the Lakers were going to have to ask all these questions about, is this the right roster? I mean, look, the fair question coming into this season is it good enough? Is there enough talent on there to compete with Denver, to compete with Phoenix, to compete, you know, are the Clippers going to be healthy? What are the Warriors going to look like? And I haven't even mentioned any of the Eastern Conference teams. Boston's going to be a headache. Milwaukee's going to be a headache. The East has got some teams as well. That's a fair enough question, because if the expectations going into last year was there were no expectations, I know people say, what are you talking about? It's the Lakers. There's always expectations. Okay, to an extent. When you win 33 games and you're pretty much coming back with a similar roster, you make some small changes here or there, you don't have all that much expectations. Well, this year, they're coming off going to the Western Conference Finals, and I guarantee you that Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka and LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Jeannie Buss and anybody else within that organization, they're not trying to just get to the playoffs. They're not trying to just, can we just get to the Western Conference Finals again? It is the Lakers. And, you know, who knows? I thought it was interesting. Travis and I were doing our interviews. At the same time we're doing our interviews, you know, the guys are all kind of going through this. They do something with Spectrum. They do something in front of all the reporters and the beat writers. They come to us. So you get a lot of different quotes from everywhere. And I listened to LeBron's interview, and Bron's interview just about there's only one goal here, and it's to win the whole thing. And that is the expectation. And I think you can say it this year without saying, okay, guys, let's be realistic. No. That's the right expectation to have this year. They got a tremendous amount of talent. All I heard, I don't know how many different times I heard this word today, and it wasn't just from Darvin Ham, and it wasn't just from me and Trav talking or John Ireland joining us, anything like that. Depth, that the Lakers have incredible depth. I remember on Thursday, so I was out at the Lakers training facility, and Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka were addressing the media on Thursday, kind of a pre to the preseason and to the training camp and to media day. And one of my questions to Darvin Ham was, hey, how are you going to juggle? You got 12 guys that you could play at any point. And he said, it's a good problem to have, but it's fair that there's going to be guys that probably don't get the minutes that they want to get. He's used the example of Lonnie Walker a couple times, that Lonnie last season was a perfect example of somebody that didn't do anything wrong. He just lost his minutes in the rotation for whatever reason. The trade deadline happened. He got injured. But just kind of said, all right, well, I'm going to stay ready. And if my number is called, my number is called. Lonnie got an opportunity in the playoffs and won the Lakers a game against the Golden State Warriors in the postseason. So there is going to be a lot to juggle. I think that the players and the perspective coming into this year, I think everybody's on the same page. I think there are a lot of guys that got extensions that felt like they deserved extensions, and I'm sure don't have to worry about the financial situation anymore. And then, of course, you got LeBron James and Anthony Davis to be the head of the snakes and say, okay, let's take this to the level that we need to take it to. But I'm a fan of where this squad is today. It's night and day difference of where they were a year ago. And now the real expectations are there to try to go make some noise in a very, very difficult Western Conference. It's, you know, it's interesting asking a lot of these guys too. As good, some of these players, Jackson Hayes, I've never got a chance to have a conversation with. So, Torian Prince, another one, just going off some of the new guys. Cam Reddish, Gabe Vincent. it's nice to also hear some of these guys' perspective, they where they come from, and gives a little bit of background. Christian Wood from Long Beach just talked about the pride it is to wear a Los Angeles Lakers jersey. But there's a ton of guys that we're going to learn a lot about here over the next couple of months. And some of these guys, you know, they're on minimum contracts. They're on one-year deals with the Lakers, and there is no guarantee. Maybe they're using the Lakers as a stepping stone for their next opportunity, but how do you balance that? How do you say, okay, yeah, I want to make sure that I show my skill set. At the same time, I got to help the team win. It's not like they're on a bad team. Christian Wood, I think, had one of the best quotes. He mentioned that, and I'll play some of these interviews after we get with BT, Brad Turner from the LA Times. But he talked about he's never been in the playoffs before. I want to say this is his eighth year in the NBA. He's never played in the postseason, something like that, right around that area. And it kind of dawned on me. It's like, wow, this guy, he's never played in the postseason? You know, 16 teams make the playoffs every single year. This guy's never been in the playoffs. He's never been in the playoffs. And he just talked about how important that is. That was one of the main reasons why he wanted to come play for the Lakers. So a lot of guys with the ability to contribute. Yes, it's going to come down to your stars. Love the position that the Lakers are in to start the season. And it's going to be fun going up against all that competition in the West and like a couple of those other Eastern Conference teams I mentioned as well. Okay, BT, Brad Turner of the LA Times is going to join the show here in just a couple of minutes. Want to get his thoughts, his expectations on the Lakers season. We got a lot of really, really good interviews, if you missed any of them, from this morning that we're going to kind of sprinkle through the show. So we'll do that starting at 7:30. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Brad Turner coming up next. Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Special Lakers Media Day edition tonight. Recapping everything that went down earlier this morning. Lakers have their first preseason game coming up this Saturday. I want to welcome in BT, Brad Turner of the LA Times. BT, first off, long time no talk, buddy. Hope you're doing well and hope you're ready for this upcoming season. How are you?
Alan, I am great, man. I'm still on cloud nine. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I just got back from Paris. It's been 2 weeks, but I'm still floating high, man.
Fair, BT. BT, you told me, I think we might have been in, like, maybe January. You were already telling me your Paris trip that you had planned. You had already booked everything. So I'm sure pretty soon you're going to be telling me about planning your next trip this upcoming summer. So I know you're well in advance there.
You are correct, my friend. You are correct.
Well, BT, let's start with this. I spent a little time, talking about just how refreshing maybe might be the right word. It was a much different media day than it was a year ago. As you look at this Lakers team and you look at what they were able to accomplish last year, the players that they were able to sign in the offseason and re-sign. How are you feeling about this Lakers team and some of the expectations walking into this upcoming season?
You know what, Alan? I'm going to tell you this quick little story. Today, because there was so many people at the media event at the park on the streets, right across the street from the facility. And as I got out of my car and I started walking, I saw Lakers on a Genie bus sitting in her car, just relaxing. And she rolled the window down. She said, BT, hello, how are you? I said, I'm doing great. Jeannie, how are you doing? And I told her, I said, I have to tell you this, Jeannie. I told Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka last week that the job they did putting this team together has me so excited. Mm. And I said, Jeannie, I'm old. I've been around for a long time. And it got me excited about them, about what they can do. And she goes, well, thank you for saying that. We got to stay healthy. We have some things that have to go our way. But it's good to hear you say that because you have been around for a while. And, Alan, I am looking forward to this season. I mean, I think the job that Rob Pelinka did, putting the team together, talking with Darvin about the player that he wants, and then executing the plan, he did a great job.
BT, what? Tell me specifically of, you know, we obviously know LeBron and Anthony Davis and what they bring to the table. What makes this roster, and you're not the only one, I feel like that's the vibe that I got as well. I think people, the best way they describe the Lakers roster, they say they're so flexible, right? You want to go big, they can go big. You want to go small, they can go small. They can dictate based off of the amount of flexibility that they have. They can force another team to have to play their style. What is it after LeBron and Anthony Davis, and if you want to get specific on players, that you're most excited about?
Well, we know the kind of player Austin Reeves has become and the kind of player he is. That's number one for me. We saw what Austin did playing for USA Basketball in the FIBA World Championship. That told a lot of people around the world that Austin is perhaps their third most important player or the third player they know they can get good offense from. So he's number one for me. Number two would be Rui Hachimura. To hear that he and LeBron James worked out over the summer, if LeBron James got there at 6 a.m., Rui was there at 6 a.m. Hmm. And it actually started between the two of them after Rui was traded to the Lakers. And I mean, he was just enamored by LeBron James and what he did during the season to get his body ready. So over the course of the summer, he worked out with them. Now, we don't know if Rui's going to start or not. That has not been determined. But those two players right there that are coming back, and you know who else I have to give some credit to for looking at his body and listening to him again? D'Angelo Russell. Mm. I mean, I was there when he first got drafted by the Lakers and all the stuff he went through. We all saw him come back this season in the trade. And so you're starting to see some more maturity. And I asked him when he walked off the podium today, what's it like having a son now? He goes, man, it's great. That changes you when you become a father. You have someone else you have to take care of, look out for. You know, so we've seen some growth out of him just from May when they were eliminated to right now.
Well, it's funny, BT. By the way, Brad Turner of the LA Times joining us here on Lakers Talk. D'Angelo was one of the more interesting interviews that we were a part of today. Me and Travis doing our show, and we had a little one-on-one time with the guys. And D'Lo, man, I can't tell you how many different times. And I've been listening. I'll raise my hand up first. I've been critical of D'Angelo Russell. Was really hoping he had more of an impact against Denver, and it wasn't the case. And every question that I asked or Travis asked, and just as part of our conversation, I don't know how many different times he just kept saying he learned so much, he learned this, and you know what, just experience takes over. And it, look, I'm in a predicament that I wasn't in the past, and I felt like there was a lot of reflection. And listen, I don't know what it's going to mean when the season starts, but you were there on Thursday when Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka went out of their way to praise D'Angelo. In the middle of our interview today, Darvin comes and is going D-low, D-low. I'm not sure what's happening internally, but I feel like they really, really have bought into D'Angelo, and maybe D-low can feel comfortable being somewhere. He's played, obviously, with a few different teams. He's been traded multiple times. Maybe he can feel comfortable with the situation here.
You know, again, I'll go back to growth and maturity from last year, where the last game against Denver, or last season, I should say, where he didn't start that last game. Remember that? And D'Angelo and I had our little situation where they lost to Memphis, game 2, I think it was. and I was asking him a question about being the point guard, and he kept saying, "You keep saying point guard. You keep saying point guard.
Sure.
I'm a guard. I'm a basketball player." And at the time, he wasn't playing very well as a basketball player. So we went through that, but just listening to him today, looking at his body, as Rob alluded to last Thursday, that he has his shoulders a little bit thicker, which means now he can knock players off a little bit more. Because as he says, he's not the fastest guy in the world. He's not the quickest guy in the world. But he has a nice gait about himself. He has a nice way of using his speed at the right time. You know, so all those things have helped him. And, look, you just learn to play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis the right way. And you learn what your role is and what it should be and how to fulfill that role. And I'll go back to this all the time. Having a kid changes you because now it's more than just about you. So if it's more than just about you at your home and with your kid, then you realize it's more than just about you with your teammates. You become a better teammate, become a better person, and you just start to understand that there's a lot to this in life that you have to deal with, and that helps you grow. And I think he's grown quite a bit just over the summer.
Well, and those expectations are still going to be there. I mean, listen, it's not like D'Lo's got to carry the franchise. I mean, there's obviously plenty of help on this team, and there's plenty of depth. But he still can be such an important piece, not just in the regular season, but also as you get to the postseason. Brad Turner taking some time to join us here on Lakers Talk. We're recapping what was a great day earlier, Lakers Media Day. A training camp about to get started, and the Lakers obviously got a lot of work to do here before the regular season starts. BT, you know, I had asked Anthony Davis about how many people you hear them say, AD's got to have an MVP season if the Lakers are going to go anywhere, this, that. And I just asked him, can you describe to me what it is that you're hoping to accomplish night in, night out? And I think he made it simple. He said that, "I just need to impact the game, period. That you got to feel me. You got to feel my presence. You got to feel my presence every single night." And he didn't emphasize, it doesn't mean that he has to have 30 points. Even if he had 15, but he grabbed 18 rebounds and had 5 blocks, that's a game where you say he impacted the game. For where he is in his career, the fact that Bron's going into his 21st season, what are some areas or some things that you look at Anthony Davis that you hope he's continuing to build on and take whatever he's accomplished so far in his career and take his game to another level?
For AD, it will always be the same thing, health. If he keeps himself healthy, then I think he'll have a lot of success. He'll prove that he is then one of the best players, easily one of the best two-way players in the NBA. I mean, that's a given. He has to be on the court and available to his teammates, for the fans, for the organization, for himself. You know, and when looking at him today, listening to him, again, he sounds as if he's ready to play. You see his body, he looked a little bit, you know, more defined. I don't want to call him buffed. That's not who he is, but he looks stronger. And so when you feel stronger, your body feels as if it can withstand anything, then you can probably eliminate some of those little nagging injuries. Some freak things happened to him last year, but it all goes back to having him on the court. When he's on the court, he is a supreme talent.
BT, final one for me, and we'll let you go, and I appreciate the time as always. As you look at, before the season even gets started, you look at the rest of the Western Conference, see that Milwaukee and Boston look like they've got better over the last couple of days. Where do you see the Lakers in the scope of competing for a championship? Right now, as is with the team that they have, how do you feel about them walking into the season with the roster that they have?
I mean, I think they're one of the top four best teams in the West. I mean, I look at the Lakers, I look at the Clippers, I look at the Phoenix Suns, and the Denver Nuggets. Those are my top four teams. Number five, I was thinking it would be Golden State, but now you see that Draymond's out with an ankle injury. But those two teams in the East, Milwaukee and Boston, especially Boston, the team the Lakers hate the most out of anyone out there, man, getting Drew Holiday, I think that puts the Celtics at the top of the leaderboard as the team to beat going forward. When you got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, even though he deals with his injuries, that is a good, deep team. And they will be a handful. So I haven't seen the Las Vegas odds lately, but I'm assuming that now they're the favorites to win the NBA title.
BT, it's going to be fun, brother. I appreciate you taking the time. Looking forward to seeing you here as we get some of these games started. So thank you for doing this, and thank you for making the time.
My pleasure, Alan. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We will see you soon. That's Brad, or we'll see you soon. That's Brad Turner of the LA Times right there. And, yeah, it's kind of fascinating. You know, I didn't even really actually think about that. I know the Boston deal is a good deal for them as well. They lost some pieces in the process, but, damn, that East, you got the Miami Heat, who are the defending Eastern Conference champs. Milwaukee got a lot better. Boston got better. Philly, I'm sure Joel Embiid is just sitting there with a migraine, has no idea what he's going to do with his squad, but something's going to have to get figured out. Okay, we come back. I want to play some of these interviews that we had earlier today. LeBron, Anthony Davis, a few of them that I think you guys will enjoy, so we'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
All right, I appreciate everyone being a part of the show. Thank you to Brad Turner, nice enough to join the show and give his thoughts on the upcoming Lakers season. That's a cool story. He talked about getting to the Lakers training facility today and running into Lakers Governor Jeannie Buss and just basically telling her how excited he is about the upcoming year. And I think a lot of Laker fans feel the same way. This is not false hope. It's not a pipe dream that you're thinking, wow, can Lakers actually compete? No, they got a real shot. And they have an opportunity to, you know, obviously make some noise in a really, really difficult Western Conference. I'm looking at the schedule right now. By the way, right out the gate, sheesh, Lakers get no breaks here. At Denver, home against Phoenix. Those are actually the two favorites to win the West. At Sacramento, it's always a tough place to play, and you got to respect what Sacramento accomplished last year of really making some noise. Then Orlando at home, and then the Clippers, who the Lakers, it feels like, have lost God knows how many games to. Then they go on a four-game road trip. So, hey, welcome to the 2023-2024 season. Lakers got right out the gate. It's going to be a challenge. One of the players we did not get a chance to chat with this morning was LeBron, but LeBron did address the media and everything else. I want to play a good chunk of LeBron's interview, so if you did miss it, here's a good chance to take a listen. Here's LeBron from earlier this morning from Lakers Media Day.
Morning, LeBron. Jim Hill from KCAL 9 News. What has been or what is the key to the success for you and your longevity to play as long as you have for this high rate of success and consistency?
I just think it's having to stand focused and understand the being passionate about the purity of the game. You know, understanding the ones that came before me, respecting, you know, the history of the game, and also understanding that if you want to be, you know, great at something, you gotta put in the work. And there's no substitution for work. I put in the work, you know, on the court, off the court. You know, keeping my mind fresh, or keeping it as fresh as I can, keeping my body as fresh as I can, keeping my game as sharp as I can, and then just pouring it all to the sport that I've loved for a lot of years now. So I think that's definitely helped me get to this point.
Can you also address oh, this has been an up and down year for you. I mean, one of the ups was with Mookie Betts at the ballpark at Dodger Stadium and things like that. And then there's the incident with your son. How is he doing, and how has the family managed to get through this crisis?
Bronny is doing extremely well. He has began his rehab process to get back on the floor this season with his teammates in USC, and you know, the successful surgery that he had. But he's on the up and up. You know, it's definitely a whirlwind, and a lot of emotions for our family this summer. But the best thing we have is each other, and we stuck behind each other and gave Bronny strength throughout the whole process. We're happy to see where he is today, and we look forward to seeing, you know, what his future still has in store for him.
LeBron, how you doing? Just to follow up on that, how has that just put anything else into perspective for you, just as a parent, going through that, as you think about your career and your family and all of it heading into year 21?
Nothing else matters besides my family, and obviously I'm gonna dedicate this, you know, the season because to Bronny because of you know, the incident that happened this summer, and you know, understanding that it just puts everything in perspective, and no matter what's going on, you know, in your life at that point in time, that the only thing that matters is your family. To see what he had to go through or what he's been through over the last few months. You know, it's been a lot. I can only imagine how it's been for him, because it's been a lot for me. It's been a lot for our family. But the man above definitely has given us a lot of strength and has given Bronny the strength to bounce back. And if he was to walk through the door right now, you wouldn't even know that he had what he had because of how well he's moving, how vibrant he is, and you know, and. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to have, you know, him where he is today. And I give the biggest compliment and the biggest shout out and the biggest praise to the USC training staff and coaching staff. You know, when the incident happened, you know, they were Jimmy on the spot. They didn't waste no time, and they were amazing in their efforts to make sure that our son was very well taken care of, and also you know, Cedar Sinai as well, you know, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and anybody else that had anything to do with his recovery, and it's been an amazing thing.
LeBron, first of all, very good news and happy to hear that about Bronny. From a basketball sense, when you reassessed the Denver series, how much do you think continuity played a part in that? And then, I guess, along those lines, coming into this year with a team that really only made changes around the edges and was able to bring much of its core back, how did you feel about the continuity that you're going to enter this season with?
Very optimistic about how we can pick off where we left off. And I don't mean the loss in the series. I mean from the trade deadline to how we played all the way up into the Western Conference Finals, I'm very optimistic on seeing how we can pick up from there. Like what you just said with the continuity, with the chemistry, there shouldn't be much teaching. You know, obviously we're gonna, you know, not, you know, waste any steps. We're not gonna shortcut any corners or whatever the case may be, but there should not be much teaching, you know, when it comes to, you know, us getting back on the floor. We have that chemistry. Obviously we have some guys that we are bringing into the fold, but we returned a lot of our core. Myself, AD, AR, Vando, Rui, D'Lo, you know, Max. So we have a lot of guys that know the system that's that could pick up right where we left off with just a little refresher. So, and I believe the guys that we brought in are smart enough to be able to catch on very fast.
Okay, that's LeBron James right there. Also talked about how this is Anthony Davis's team. And, you know, it's interesting to kind of hear that. And we got an opportunity to talk to Anthony Davis, Travis, and I this morning. I want to play that as well. You know, obviously the two stars for the Lakers. That was LeBron. Here is Anthony Davis from this morning.
AD, good to see you again. Thanks for coming by. So, obviously, you're an old hat at this now. You've been through it a million times. Yeah. Alan and I have
another
been talking
media
about it all morning.
Day.
I just asked Coach Hamm about this a few minutes ago. Just the vibe in the room this year versus last year. Are you noticing it as well?
Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
Different. You know, I think all the guys is trying to, you know, obviously the guys that weren't here last year, you know, are – seeing how the guys who were here last year trying to build off what we did last year. And we have a mission. We have a goal. There's no moral victories. We don't look at it, oh, we wasn't even supposed to be here and we did, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we were there and, you know, we got swept, you know, at the end of the day. And, you know, we take, you know, pride in that to come out and excuse my friend, kick some ass this year.
So, sure.
You know, we're ready. The energy is very good. The guys are ready. Guys been training very hard to get ready for the season.
We'll bleep it out. Don't worry. Just curse it. Let it go, AD. Let it go. You know, keeping that in mind, how important do you think it is that there are a lot of familiar faces that you get a chance and you're like, okay, this run that we went on, it's Rui, it's Reeves, right. It's Braun, it's this. And how much do you think that's helpful? Because since you've been here, there has been a lot of change in the roster. And how much do you think that's going to help?
Oh, tremendously. Just having that camaraderie, you know, the core guys are back besides Dennis. And you kind of need that. You need the continuity. I mean, you look at all the teams that constantly successful. That core group of guys are, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And
Denver.
Denver, Golden State, you know, mm-hmm. Boston, like all these guys, Milwaukee, like, you know, and, you know, we have that this year. You know, we have, it's, you know, the core guys that came back and added pieces around it to be successful. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I haven't had that since I've been here. So now this is different and we can kind of, we're a couple steps ahead. You know, starting training camp instead of a couple steps behind.
Anthony Davis joining us here on Trav and Slee, and I want to go back to kick some ass. It's an 82-game season.
Yep.
It's a long playoff season, hopefully, as well, and making sure that you play in as many games as you can. How do you keep that intensity over what could be a six-month season of every night going out there and saying, hey, tonight is important, tonight matters, so you create good habits, so you put wins in the bank, and not have that ebb and flow? Because like any season, you're playing 80-some-odd games, there's going to be some nights where it's like, man, I'm just not feeling it.
For sure, and there's every basketball player who's ever played the game, or any sports, not just basketball, have had that. You know, you play so many games, it's a game where it's like, guys, I don't know if I can, but that's where your teammates come in, you know, to pick you up. Like, you know, me and Bron said to each other all the time, you know, we can just tell. And he was like, hey, I need you to pick me up tonight. Mm. Okay. So now, first quarter, I know my mindset is different, you know, and same for him. And you got to lean on your teammates. And it's a gruesome season, you know, like you said, 82
games.
But the great ones find a way to do it. The great teams find a way to push through it. And you never know who it might be. Any given night, it could be anybody who steps up. We had multiple guys step up last year. And you're going to need that. And just kind of, you know, find the guys who are the energy guys. And those are guys who have to bring it every night for sure to give us our energy. But it's on all of us to make sure that we give a collective effort every night.
I text Trav, can you pick me up? He doesn't even respond. I get nothing from AD. All right. Final question
you
for me.
You wouldn't either, AD.
Final question for me. You know, it's funny. I don't know how much you pay any attention to it. It could be sports talk radio shows. It could be the national narrative. And everybody here, if the Lakers have a chance to win a championship, AD's got to be an MVP. And that goes on for 15 minutes. From your perspective, what does Anthony Davis need to be on a night-in, night-out basis so the Lakers have their best version and their best opportunity to win a championship?
Dominant. Not saying it has to be, you know, 30 and 15, 30 and 20, and 40 and 20 every night, but just leaving my presence on the game every night. You know, AD didn't, you know, he only had 20 or 15, but he had 20 rebounds or he had 5 blocks, like whatever it is, just know that like AD was there tonight, you know, had an effect on the game. And that's what I try to do. Every game did I leave my imprint on this game. And you're not going to have nights where you score the basketball and make shots, but it's other things that you can do to affect the game. And that's my mindset. It's been my mindset for a very long time. Not a one-trick pony. So, You know, I want to make sure that whatever we do and whatever I do to help this team, you know, I leave it all on the floor.
All right, that's AD right there from this morning with Travis and I, Travis and Sliwa show. Great stuff from Anthony Davis as always. We come back. I got some final thoughts. I want to play Christian Wood as well. Christian Wood was a late addition to the roster. I think a player that has an incredible amount of potential. Talked a lot about Darvin Ham as a reason why he's a Laker, and we'll play that interview as well. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, great stuff from Anthony Davis there from this morning. I love what he said about his expectations for himself. Just impact the game, whether he's dropping 30 points or it's 15 rebounds and five block shots. That's obviously what Anthony Davis, we expect from him on a night-in, night-out basis. One other interview that I want to squeeze in here before the show comes to a wrap tonight. Christian Wood signed with the Lakers. It was actually just a few weeks ago or so. And he was a player that had some options, ended up signing for the minimum, but a lot of people think that he could really excel with the Lakers. Take a listen to why he chose the Lake Show. Here's Christian Wood.
It looks like we got Christian Wood
Christian,
coming
come
over.
Come on over. Like we mentioned, it is Lakers Media Day on 710, brought to you by BB Go. We're going to have just about everybody check by at some point or another. We just spoke with Jackson Hayes. Christian Wood joining us right now. Christian, thanks for coming by. I appreciate you. So, how is it for you getting ready to start a whole nother season here in the NBA and everybody in here? Is this the official, unofficial start of the NBA season for you too?
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited, ready to get this thing started. I feel like we have a great team, a great group of guys that understand each other and play well with each other. And like I said before, I'm excited.
Christian, it's funny, you know, free agency, you kind of had the first couple of weeks. A lot of guys ended up signing, and there was a lot of question. Where's Christian Wood going to end up? And a lot of people were thinking, is there an opportunity for the Lakers to potentially get a talent like Christian Wood? Go look at his numbers, his stats, whether in Houston. You chose the Lakers.
Yeah.
We see how much depth there is on the team. What about the Lakers made you decide this is the team that you want to represent?
Well, me knowing half of the team, half of the group of guys I've already known, me having that relationship with them. And then I think a big thing was me having that communication with Rob Pelinka and Darvin Ham over the summer. He said, you know, numerous of times that, you know, we've been in communication for like two straight months during free agency. You know, I had the decision just to wait it out and see how things played itself out. And, you know, I'm here now with the Lakers. But the biggest thing for me was Darvin Ham. He called me every single day. We talked every single day. We've had a relationship. Prior before this, off the court, I went to Gerg's camps when I was in the NBA G League, and he was the guy that was always rooting for me and having my back. So him having that communication with me was a big key.
Christian, what is it about Darvin Ham that is appealing? That clearly he came in rookie head coach last year with this team, and there's a lot going on this team last year. It got off to a very bad start. There was questions about Russell Westbrook and everything else. We don't need to rehash that. But a rookie head coach kept a very steady hand on that team. What makes him able to do something like that?
I mean, you could tell he has a lot of poise. He's patient. And he's a straightforward guy. I think, to me, he's a player's coach. He's very honest with me, very transparent. Anything that I've asked and about, he's been very honest with me about. So that was a big key. And like I said before, it was just the communication part.
Christian, I'm curious to get your thoughts on you're going to have an interesting balancing act. And I know you're going to do everything you can for the Lakers. At the same time, I'm sure you want to showcase your skill set, and you're going to get nationally televised games. There's going to be 40 of them for the Lakers and everything else. What is that balance like where you're also looking out for your long-term concern at the same time you're going to be competing for a championship?
I think it's not really me focusing on anything that I have going on, just me coming out and trying to help this team win as many games as possible. I'm going to say it a lot today that, you know, I haven't been to the playoffs, so my biggest thing is trying to get to the playoffs. And trying to win a championship. That's my end goal. You know, that's one of the big reasons why I came to this team, and I feel like everybody's motivated towards the same goal.
All right, so hopefully that gave you guys a good idea there to get a chance to hear from Christian Wood. Of course, AD and Bron, those names. And there's a lot of great interviews. You guys want to go back on the ESPN LA app, and you could catch them all. Jackson Hayes, Gabe Vincent, Cam Reddish, Rui, Jalen Hood, Shafino, everybody came on. Austin Reeves, they all came on. So you guys can definitely take a listen there. Excited about it. It's also excited to promote what we got coming up. This Saturday, Lakers and the Warriors. So they're back up in the Bay. Preseason will start. Pre-game will start at 4 o'clock. It's kind of funny to say it all over again just because it's been a while, but we'll start pre-game at 4 o'clock. Tip-off will be at 5:30. So keep that one in mind. This upcoming Saturday, officially, Lakers preseason basketball begins. Appreciate everybody for hanging out tonight on the show. Thank you to Mario Ruiz, Laura Romo, and Michael Funches, LA, as always. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night.